This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, bring up whatever is on your mind. And that number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You just jump into our Discord server. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, because it's more than just you can call in. That's just something you can do during the show. But 24/7, there are chat rooms there with people talking about various different things. And sometimes there's people in there at 5 in the morning Eastern Time, because it's actually an international audience. We got people in, you know, Australia who are in there talking. And for them, 5 in the morning here is the afternoon where they're at. So the chat's there for you always over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And Michael.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, we're going to talk about some immigration stuff in a little bit. But first, to the phones, we got Carl on the line in New Jersey, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Carl.
Hi. Ladies first, Lauren.
Laurel. And, close stuff.
It's Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel, I'm sorry. Well, anyhow. A lady and two gentlemen, let me say it that way. And what I'm calling about is yesterday afternoon at noon, I was outside a convenience store going to walk in, and I saw a Cub Scout, three of them there and two den mothers. And I don't know why I stopped and asked them, how many girls you got in that troop? And she proudly said two. I looked at her and walked into the convenience store and spoke to four people in there, and I told them my thoughts on it, and they all agreed with me. That there shouldn't be any girls in that Cub Scout troop. And I did notice when I stood outside for a while, nobody was buying anything from them. So before
what were they trying to sell? Was it like the popcorn tins, the sausages, that kind of stuff?
All different things.
Chocolate bars.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Okay.
And I told them, sorry, I can't support your group, and I don't agree with you.
Really?
And also when I was inside...
You actually said that in front of the Cub Scouts?
I probably wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I did.
Inappropriate. It's
well,
not their fault.
Maybe so. Yeah, but my point is, it seemed like the community wasn't buying stuff from them, and I wouldn't either, but I was the one that actually told them, I would not support you, and I would not support... I didn't tell them this, but
and did you say why? Did you tell them why you wouldn't support them?
They knew why. Because
well, now, wait a minute. No,
you're in their troop.
Okay. I mean, you could extrapolate that, I suppose. But if you're a customer or a potential customer and you give bad feedback, which is to say not enough information to the person that, you know, in order to make a decision, you haven't really given useful feedback. If you just say, I'm not going to buy from you, and then you, you know,
they already
storm off.
They already knew. No, I didn't storm off. I walked out.
You're saying they already knew because you asked earlier about how many girls are in the troop.
Well, right.
Like I said, you could extrapolate from that, but it's not a real clear reason why you won't buy from them.
You could assume and probably be correct, but you can't be 100% certain.
Anyway, your reasoning is you would have supported them if it were just boys, but because the Boy Scouts are now, what, the Scouts of America or something like that? I forget what they did a rename earlier this year or late last year.
Right.
They let girls in, yeah.
Yeah, they're letting girls in now.
This is even younger. This is the Cub Scouts. Jesus.
It's the same organization, just so you know.
Yeah. Right, okay. But I didn't also tell them this, that I will not support any... place that will give money to them, any charitable organization. I didn't tell them that.
So wait, where were they out front of a grocery store?
Well, actually, if you want me to name it.
No. You can just generally say the name of the...
A convenience store that has gas pumps.
But wait a minute. Why didn't you walk out of the convenience store without buying something if you were going to hold to your principles here?
No, that's different. I like their coffee on sale.
Oh,
$1.06 for any size.
So there you go. That's what your principles are. The dollar sticks, right?
I've got a question for you. What is it exactly that that the Cub Scouts are doing that girls should be excluded from?
Well, let me put it this way. They're going to go out of business because if nobody else will support them.
That's not a responsive answer. That's not what he had asked you at all. Ask it again, Michael, if you don't mind. Hold on, Carl. I want to make sure you understood the question. Go ahead.
My question is, what activities are the Cub Scouts doing that girls should not be allowed to participate in?
Well, who knows? But I don't think boys and girls should be together doing it.
That's what it is. Okay, so you think there's something inherently wrong with boys and girls being in the same club?
Yeah, when they both have different sexual organs, let me say that.
What does that have to do with whether or not they can, like,
everything.
I don't know.
Everything.
What are they doing, Cub Scouts? Like, build a fire? put up a tent?
If I can jump in, I was actually very much against the decision.
I want a woman's respect.
Yeah.
I was very much against the decision by the Boy Scouts to let the girls in, and there's a couple of reasons why I was against it. First of all, I do think that there's a value in doing same-sex activities, and it's not that I'm afraid something bad is going to happen to them if they get together. It's just that I think that there's a value of boys being with boys, girls being with girls. There's also a value of them being together at times as well, but I think it is a different experience, and you should have a variety of different experiences, and having a same-sex experience is different from a mixed-sex experience.
Yeah,
and also, the Girl Scouts were doing the same things as the Boy Scouts, and I heard a lot of my friends when this change was made saying that their Girl Scout troops were lame, they were bad. And my argument in return was, but the troops are run by the people in them. Mm. If it's lame, it's because of you.
Were you ever in the Girl Scouts?
Oh, yeah. We did fantastic stuff. Wow. We had great troops.
Wasn't there more girly things that Girl Scouts were more likely to do?
We did prim camping. We did winter camping. Mm-hmm. We built fires. We did all of those things. So we were doing the same things that the boys were doing. We were just doing it in an all-girl environment. And I think that there was a value to that because maybe if the boys were there, we would have been more timid.
Could have been uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was a value for us being in a same-sex environment. So I have to think, I've never been in a position, but I have to think there's some of that for the boys as well, where there's a value to them being in same-sex environment.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on this. I think that, obviously it's their organization. They can do whatever they want with it. If they feel like that's going to help them get more members or bring more revenue or, resuscitate a dying organization.
Right.
Maybe that was some of the things they were considering.
I agree. It's their decision and it's their organization. They can do what they want. But also, by letting the girls in, one of the things that's going to happen is there's going to be a decreased enrollment in the Girl Scouts.
Could be because they'll
start going over to the Boy Scouts. And so that was actually the theory of a lot of people of why they made that decision. It wasn't so much politics as economics. They needed more membership.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We did talk about this issue when it came up initially here on Free Talk Live, and I tend to agree with you. Like, there's room for all of the above, right? So if there's going to be a boys-only scouting organization, a girls-only, and a mix, why shouldn't there be more than one, right? Mm-hmm. Let people make that choice. Some of the girls may want to join the Boy Scouts, but I bet you most of them won't want to because, it could be really uncomfortable. The boys are going to change their behavior, no doubt about it. I mean, I can only imagine what, the difference would be between having an all-boys, in one room, for whatever the scout meetings they have, and then all of a sudden there's a girl in there. It's like every single one of them is going to be trying to impress her. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a whole shift in the interactions.
Well, I send my daughter to an all-girl boarding school.
For a reason.
One of the reasons is that there's been studies that the girls tend to do better in math and science when they're in an all-girl environment.
Really?
And so I think that if there's a value to the girls having a same-sex environment and we want to allow that, then we have to allow boys to have an all-boys school and that environment for them as well. It's only fair.
I suspect, and, again, I don't have kids, so I don't look into these things, but I suspect there is an all-boys scouting organization that, if it didn't already exist, likely does now, because there are probably a lot of people who feel like Carl on this. There's probably a lot of people who have been longtime Boy Scout supporters who, they're not against girls or anything, but they just didn't want to have them in the Boy Scouts, and they said, we're just going to do our own thing. I'm just speculating. It's got to be the case, right? There's enough demand for a boys-only organization out there. I bet there's somebody screaming at their radio, like, here's what, you know, yelling the name of this organization right now. I bet you it exists. I just don't know what they're called. Maybe they call themselves the Boy Scouts now, because, you know, they could take, can you take the old name,
available,
or is it still trademarked? I don't know. 855-450-FREE, if you want to weigh in here. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind as well. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Your property and your family are precious. You can help protect them with Blink. And, in fact, we've got the Blink motion-activated HD camera system here at the studio. Mark's got it set up at his house as well. They are super easy to get set up because they're wireless cameras. Unlike most security systems where you got to run wires through the walls and, you know, maybe hire a professional to do that kind of work, this, you just unbox, you put the batteries in the cameras, you set the cameras up wherever you want them, and if you're, you know, if the angle's bad once you set it up, you just move the camera, and it's no big deal because it's wireless. So it's super easy to do, and you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, maybe your smartphone or your tablet. And there's no contracts, by the way, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Blink is an Amazon company. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys and save an extra 15% by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 15% on your Blink home security system. To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm just actually calling in regards to a conversation you guys were having earlier with a member. I think his name was Trevor.
Yeah, what was it? What was that in regards to? I don't remember the call.
That was name. That was in regards to the gun laws or gun rights comparable to what we're able to do with our bodies or the guns that we have to our bodies.
Feel free. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to touch up on something in regards to you're asking this guy, you know, kind of coming back with some good points about, you know, if he's ever drinking or if he's done anything regrettable. And I get where he's coming from. I have a son myself. But I just want to say, like, if the worst thing that my son does if he grows up as an adult is smoke marijuana, I think I'm fine with that. I think I'm absolutely okay with that because there's nothing absolutely wrong with it. I think I was one of those people just like him. I grew up, and I don't do it myself, really. But I grew up and, my whole family did it. A lot of my friends did it and I stayed away from it because the government taught me that it was bad. And so I grew up with a negative mindset about it.
Right.
And now as I'm older, almost, you know, I'm 26, I realize that it's now that I actually tried it myself, that it's actually not as bad as they say it is. If, you know, like those commercials growing up as my age, where they would say, you know, you would kill somebody if you smoked weed, or you were deflated, or all those those crazy like hoopla '90s commercials that I'm sure we all remember. Like those.
This is your brain on drugs.
This is your brain on drugs. Yeah. Yeah, that
exactly. Yeah, this is your brain when you're smoking like marijuana, and I believed it. I 100% believe
sure,
that.
Sure, a lot of us did.
Because
a lot of us.
Yeah, because that's what you know the government did to us. Like that they told us, hey, it was bad, so we believed that it was bad, and then we criticized the people that did it. Like, hey. You know, that is legal. That's horrible. Don't do that. But you have these people that are doing a lot worse things, you know, like meth or things where they're injecting things that you can actually get addicted to and things that could actually kill you. Or things like,
well, people
like,
can get addicted to a lot of things, right? Like, I can easily get a habit of eating ice cream every single night because, it is so good. So there's a lot of things you can get addicted to in this world, some of which are more deleterious to your health than others.
Now I want ice cream.
I do actually want some if you'd like
of course,
it's in the freezer. Ryan, so you've opened your mind. Who was it that introduced you, that got you to try cannabis after all these years of you believing it was bad? Because somebody had to change your mind on that, right?
I'm the youngest out of three kids. And my oldest brother was actually, he did it, but he was like, I don't want you doing it. You know, you don't need to be doing this type thing. My middle brother on the other chance was like, you know, I'm going to taint you. Like, we're going to go ahead. We're going to destroy your innocence with anything that I try. You're going to go ahead and try it. And, I think the first time I did it, I was about 15. And it was like not a bad experience, but it wasn't like, that's whatever. I didn't really enjoy it, but I still was like, you know what? Hey, I did it one time. I got in trouble for it. I'm never doing it again. And, you know, I didn't do it until recently, about last year.
Oh, wow.
And, and that was when it officially kind of hit. And I was like, you know what? And I do it maybe once a month, you know, if that. But it took me so long to, because I would cast away family and friends after so long because of it, to the point to where and this is the point I'm getting to, like, you know, people will say, hey, well, drinking alcohol is fine if you're over the age of 21, because guess what? It's legal. How many people have died from alcohol?
Countless.
Alcoholism.
Countless.
Yeah, I lost my oldest brother to alcoholism. Great dude. It was not, what was your typical, like, abusive alcoholic? Loved to drink. Loved to drink and drink, and eventually it killed his liver, and he passed away.
But how old was he?
He was 30. 30. Yeah, 30 years old.
That's
brutal. People will argue with you until they're blue in the face, saying, oh, alcohol is fine because the government says it's fine.
Wow.
But, yeah. Do people really believe that?
Yeah, and that's just, that's,
yeah,
that's,
people believe
it's
it.
So unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
it's
crazy.
It's ridiculous. Like, people, because it's illegal, they will pass it away. They'll shun it away.
Yeah.
But people won't, like me, I used to be that kind of person. You know, I used to be that person who was like, hey, government says it's bad, so don't do it.
Right.
But people need to go through these phases and understand for themselves and make that decision and open their mind, because when I did, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to do this every day, but
right.
There's absolutely no, like, this isn't what I was taught at all. Like,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't dose on LSD every single day, but a few times, you know, here and there, now and then, you know,
yeah.
A few times a year maximum. I mean, it's for me, it's a very spiritual experience.
Exactly, and that's what led me, you know, and I tried other things because of that. Other great experiences that the government would probably say, hey, you know, that's bad. If you get caught, you know, we're gonna get you in trouble. But once again, like I've experimented with shrooms, and I don't know anybody that has ever been angry. Like, I had the best time of my life. Like, I was happy. I, like, everything in my brain was peace. I just wanted to share it with
So I'd like to put in my standard disclaimer here, and that is that everybody who is actually considering doing any kind of mind-altering drugs really needs to take their time to research, and I highly recommend the website arrowid.org. Great call, Ryan. Thanks for sharing your experience and your story with us. I appreciate that. Arrowid, arrowid.org. It's a sort of like a compendium of drug knowledge. It's not just illegal drugs, but prescription medications, plants, herbs, and of course the illegal drugs. There's a lot of information there. The drugs that obviously are more popular have more information. So we talked earlier about the synthetic drugs, these kind of questionable, uncertain unknowns that have been manufactured by unknown companies in China. There's not a whole lot of information about those drugs, but, you know, the ones that have been around for a long time that have had, you know, millions of people using them and, you know, sharing experiences. And you can go and read people's trip reports. You can read bad trip reports. You can read good trip reports. You can get the whole, you know, spectrum of information. And none of those things are going to really tell you what some of these drugs are like, but at the very least, they will give you some kind of insight into some of the possibilities of what some people have experienced on them. And of course, there's a lot of frequently asked questions, a lot of good information about, you know, how long do the drugs last, what you should expect, things that you should do to prepare yourself, to prepare your body, to do afterwards, to recover. There's a lot of information out there. Unlike, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, where you had to just kind of hear things from your friends, you can actually go and learn things now through the internet. And arrowid.org's got to be the best site for that. Thanks again, Ryan. We got more coming up here. Time for you if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes about the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist. He says, we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapons sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. but a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. The Brookings Institution's Shadi Hami says,
"The U.S. has provided a security umbrella for Saudi Arabia for really decades now. So the U.S. is and has been Saudi Arabia's most important ally in security terms. So that gives the U.S. and it gives the international community more generally considerable leverage."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything you want here live Sunday edition of the show. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mentioned the beginning of the program, Crypto Tip. We've got Michael Hampton here in the studio tonight. He is the programmer behind Crypto Tip, and it is cryptotip.org. I came to you, Michael, and I said, you know what? You're a great programmer. You've been helping us out behind the scenes doing IT work for Free Talk Live for, I don't know, more than a decade now or
it's
something
been,
like that.
It's been 2000. I think we got hooked up in
it was
late
before
2005,
I
early 2006.
Yeah, it sounds about right because it was before I moved here, and that was in late 2006.
It was before I moved here.
Right. You've been great there, but you're also a talented programmer, so I came to you and I said, you know what, we need something to replace this Bitcoin tip. There was a great website called bctip.org, and it's still there, that allowed people to print out printable business card size tips to give Bitcoin to people. At the time, Bitcoin was hurting. It was, the fees were going crazy. It was $5 just to send some Bitcoin to somebody, and it was getting really insane. So it became impossible to justify buying these Bitcoin tips because you'd have to pay for all these different fees. Anyway, I won't get into all the technicalities of it, but that was what was motivating to me because we were using these things all the time here in Keene as sort of an activist outreach tool for cryptocurrency. But when I contacted the BC tip guy and said, hey, are you going to add other cryptos? You know, say Dash or Bitcoin Cash. He said no, he's not going to add any other cryptos, and then pointed out that his site was open source and he didn't care if we copied it. So I'm like, all right, let's do a another version of this and allow people to choose. Let's not just do Bitcoin, but have other options on the table. And so you put together CryptoTip.org.
I did,
and it's a great looking site, and it works well, and it allows you to send Dash or Bitcoin Cash to the site. It then generates a series of tips, printable tips. You print them out, cut them up, put them in your wallet or your purse or whatever, and then when you're out to eat and you want to tip your waitress or waiter, you should give a good cash tip. So leave your full cash tip that you would normally leave, 15, 20%, whatever you normally leave, and then leave your Bitcoin Cash or your Dash tip on top of it. And that way the server will take you seriously. Because if you just leave this Bitcoin Cash tip or Dash tip and you don't leave any cash, they're going to be insulted. They're going to throw it away. They're never going to look at it. So you always want to make sure that you give a good cash tip on top and then leave the crypto tip there with that. Or like we were saying earlier, just, you know, print them up and give them out at the holiday season or for a birthday or something like that. To anybody you want to expose cryptocurrency to, but especially time-challenged people. These were designed for people who are working, right? Like, you know, you can give it to somebody in a birthday card or whatever. That's fine. There are different ways you can do this. But the intention was to give this to somebody who's busy, right? Because if you're at a restaurant or, you know, there's a bellhop outside of a hotel or whatever we're talking about, wherever you would normally tip somebody, these are working people. They're hustling. You know, a lot of times they're running from table to table or whatever. They're not going to have time to sit there as you give them a lecture about why cryptocurrency is so awesome. You know, they don't have that time, so you just leave them this tip, and then when they're on their own time, when they get a break or they're off of work, they can scan the tip, they can go to the website, they can spend 10 minutes and read and learn about it, and then maybe create a wallet and redeem the tip. If not, you get the money back. If not, the crypto comes back into your wallet after the expiration period. So it works really well, and I recommend it. Go to CryptoTip.org and print yours out tonight. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun. He's Brett, calling from Missouri. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Laurel, and Michael.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, I want to talk about Brett Kavanaugh.
This is the new Supreme Court justice. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, I just don't think it's right to like. I believe in the premise of innocence, and I don't think it's right to like pretty much make this man's life ruined just for allegations with it not being proven. Because here in the U.S., if you live here, you know that you're right. You're innocent until proven guilty. And
just
pretty much like these protests about him being a rapist and him getting death threats every day, I don't believe in this. I think it's horrible, and he hasn't even been proven guilty yet. And on top of that,
and he never will be. He can't be proven guilty because he's not in a court of law, so there's no actual evidence allegations.
Yeah, and then also she didn't prove any evidence at first. It was just skewed. She didn't have any evidence where it was at, she had somewhat of where it was at or somewhat of a timeline, but it was just...
Yeah, so you're referring to the accusations. I mean, for listeners that may have been under a rock and not heard about the story, this guy, Kavanaugh, federal judge, appointed to the Supreme Court position. There was all this controversy because some lady came out 30-something, 37 years later and said that he had attempted to rape her at a party, some kind of high school party back in the early 1980s.
But she didn't have any information. She couldn't remember the day. She couldn't remember where they were.
Right. So she was probably lying, but so he was also probably lying as well because, well, he's a federal judge and it's likely. But I get where you're coming from, Brett, and I agree with you that, you know, we've got a situation in this country where anybody who makes, especially women it seems, but anybody who makes a sexual assault accusation with no evidence to back it up seems to just be believed,
right.
and I think there's a problem with
that. I want to jump in there because I think that some people are creating this false dichotomy where they're saying that if you don't agree with them that this man is not entitled to due process, then you're anti-woman. That if you think that he deserved the presumption of innocence, that you somehow don't care about sexual assault victims. And that is just a false dichotomy.
If you don't believe in
due process for Brett Kavanaugh and say, no, you have to have evidence and still support sexual assault victims, it's not one or the other.
Right. The reason why we have due process is because there are false accusations out there, and I'd rather see 100 innocent, or so rather 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person be put into prison. And if you subvert that process, if you subvert the idea of due process and just say, throw them in the clink, somebody said something, you know, there's no evidence, then you've started down a very, very dark road. I mean, I'm not saying the justice system is great. It's not. There's a lot of problems with the so-called justice system here in this country. But anybody who's calling for the elimination of any kind of due process is calling for, you know, essentially no justice whatsoever and just arbitrary rule of people with no evidence.
And due process should not only be something that we consider in a legal context, but also part of our culture, mm-hmm. that just in ordinary society for people's reputations, we should have this cultural principle of innocent until proven guilty.
We should. And, you know, that certainly applies in the courtroom, supposedly, but what you're saying is it should apply culturally, meaning that the media shouldn't just pronounce somebody guilty just because mm-hmm. somebody said something.
Right.
Right. Thanks for the call, Brett. I appreciate you bringing that up. As we continue here, we got Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Am I coming in clear?
You sound loud and clear. Go ahead, Pat.
All right. Yeah. Well, the first thing I wanted to touch on was the little bit about the Boy Scouts. I don't see a problem with the Girl Scout or the, I don't know, what do they call the Cub Scouts that are the girls?
Okay.
The little ones.
The Brownies?
I don't see the Brownies, right. I don't see a problem combining those two because they really just have the den thing. They don't have campouts. But once you start getting into the snuggling around the campfire age, I think you should probably draw a line.
Hmm.
You know, there's
okay.
a place where boys should be boys and girls should be girls. But
so you're saying mixed gender's fine at a young age, but if we're getting into the teenage years, then keep them separated, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because it gets fuzzy.
Okay. I see where I can see where you're coming from.
But the other thing, I
think it becomes a preoccupation. You know, maybe there's some funny business, but maybe not. But certainly a preoccupation with, oh, what do the boys think? Or what do the girls think? And then you're not focused on anything else.
Of course, you also have to be concerned with the scoutmasters doing things on the camping trips as well that they're not supposed to be doing. That ended up being a problem with a lot of the Boy Scout trips.
Well, that goes back to the don't ask, don't tell that they followed with the military on. I don't agree with quite that thing either. But the other thing I wanted to touch on was a point that you were making about the drug culture.
Yes.
And I think it probably should just everything be legalized across the board because, I mean, I'm almost 60. I remember seeing junkies when I was a teenager. And some people just want to kill themselves.
Yep.
I really don't understand it, but it's apparently true.
Well, the reality is that here's an interesting thing, and I recommend it. Thanks, Pat, for the call and your thoughts. The interesting thing is to look into Portugal, where they've actually made it legal for people to possess small amounts of all drugs, and it's actually reduced addiction because people aren't afraid to get help.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines right now. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And Michael.
Thank you, by the way, to Bogart. He's a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, a longtime amplifier of the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Bogart is helping us out with $10 a month. Because he's a gold subscriber. We only ask for $5, but we certainly appreciate people that that give more and appreciate people that just do the $5. Either way, it's appreciated because it helps us get this show on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. It's up to you and get all the cool perks. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Again, thanks to Bogart. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, he's David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Oh, yeah. I was struck to call by the previous, it sounded like a kid, he was interested in defending Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. If you look at Kavanaugh's history, America got suckered with this guy. Like, I don't think you're not any big fans of the USA Patriot Act, are you?
No.
No.
Kavanaugh wrote it.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh is
not a good guy.
Author. Yeah, he's a part author of the Patriot Act. One of the left-wing, right-wing radicals and conservatives hate the Patriot Act. Kavanaugh wrote it.
Yeah.
And the idea that America got suckered by defending him, by all means, because Donald Trump is the biggest phony there is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just more evidence that Trump isn't draining the swamp, right? Like, he appointed the author of the Patriot Act to, one of the highest justice positions he could possibly, the highest that he could possibly appoint him to. Yeah, for life.
Yeah, and the idea that means it's interesting because in the history of Christianity, the original Martin Luther, he was a monk if I remember right in a Catholic order, and he discovered there was all this crime and criminality going on in the monkhood, and he took, 97 theses, 97 counts of crimes, that he made this long list, and he nailed it to the front door of the cathedral and said, this is wrong. And one of them that was indulgences, the idea that you could sin, you could pay now, sin later. And the idea that you look at the current crop of profiteers, they say that every congressman and every senator should have decals, you know, of the corporations that are, you know, keeping
them sponsor them. Yeah, kind of like sponsors in a car race or whatever have the decals.
Right.
That would be helpful.
So with that in mind, you know, the indulgences idea, they're giving bribes to congressmen and senators so that they can sin later. Pay now, sin later. And Donald Trump is just up in the ante because what they used to at least have to have some science behind, you know, a vote in Congress. You know, you wouldn't be able to pass a bill unless there was some logical reason to authorize it. Now they don't even use logic. They ignore science. You look at the South, how they just got ripped apart with, you know, a couple of hurricanes through North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, just got ripped apart. Houston, hurricane after hurricane, massive hurricanes, and not one of those politicians believes in global warming. You know, these hurricanes.
I'm not sure of the point there.
Well, the hurricanes are formed over hot oceans, and the oceans are getting so hot that it's coming down as bathwater. When the hurricane hit South Carolina a week ago, that water was so hot.
It's coming down as bathwater? You're saying the rainwater is hot?
I think a lot of people in the Republican Party do believe in climate. Some of them don't believe in climate change, but I think a lot of them believe in climate change. What they're not sure of is how quickly it's happening and what to do about it.
Well, he said global warming.
He said global warming,
which is a different idea, right?
It's a type of climate change.
Well, right. So first they were pitching the ice age back in the 70s. Then it's global warming. Now it's climate change because they can't really.
Fall for that. You know,
which one shouldn't I fall for? Because they've pitched all of them. In the last 40 years.
I'm old enough to remember Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. And if you look at the history of, for example, Exxon, Exxon believed Rachel Carson. She wrote a book called Silent Spring, where the pollution would get so bad that there wouldn't be a springtime anymore. There would always be, you know, there would be silence.
This was a fiction book. You're talking about a fiction book? Because that hasn't happened.
Non-fiction. It was the basis of pollution.
She was making predictions, though. She wasn't saying that was happening.
It was based on science.
There's a lot of things that claim to be scientific, and you know, certainly science is a process of trying to uncover what the truth is through constant testing and retesting.
The board of directors of Exxon believed her when that book came out, and they tried to be a good, clean company, and they changed gas formulas and whatnot. But in 1977, and this is, look up the Exxon papers, in 1977, the board of directors totally got routed out and became a 180-degree difference and believed that they better buy the universities to deny that their pollution was causing, climate change. And in the original days, they believed that the rise of carbon dioxide would make this series of clouds over the entire Earth, and it would get so bad that it would block out.
I'm sorry. Did you say that they bought the universities to say whatever scientific papers the corporation wanted them to say?
Yes.
Yeah, so why can't it work the other way?
Well, Exxon papers, science is science, but polluters can buy scientists. Right.
But,
every once in a while, you
I agree.
See a study
but
that
it
says
can't
that
it go both ways.
Good for you, or something like that.
He still hasn't answered your question. Have you even heard her question?
Can't it go both ways? That if you can pay experts to come up with a study that says one thing, can't you pay experts to come up with a study that says something else? And
well,
doesn't that erode our faith in the science in either direction on whatever
peer,
topic we're talking
review.
About?
Peer review. That's what peer review is all about. And that
as we've seen, a lot of the journals are, you know, corrupted as well. So just because it's a peer-reviewed journal doesn't mean that it's not subject to being questioned on top of that. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I just I don't accept the idea that there is a scientific consensus on things because it sort of seems anti-science to me. Like, science is constantly testing. Science is constantly questioning.
But science isn't a democracy.
Correct. So we can continue here with David in New Mexico on the Discord lines. David, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, we only have like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, you're short on time.
Okay, so here we go. This isn't rehashing the same old thing. It's adding some new stuff. And neither one of these stations that I'm referring to, and I don't even need to name them, but neither of them are currently carrying your program or intending to in the near future. Well, I guess I don't know that, but they're not your affiliate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, in the 6 times that I've been able to fake my name and phone number and all that and get onto one of these two or this one radio station in particular, I got through to another politician, the guy who's currently our state auditor in New Mexico, Wayne Johnson, and he's trying to get himself reelected. And I faked it and I got on. And then when I get on, then I tell them, I undisguise my voice and I tell them that this is David Olson. And then they immediately hang up on me. And then the politician says, why I know David, I've talked to him many times. I know his issues. And that's not the point. The point is that a person wants to ask you a question, not in private, but we want to ask it in public.
Yep.
So that the public can hear the question asked and can hear the question answered without any censorship being able to alter anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And let me take that back in. If we go back in history, we had the stump, right? The political stump. And this is literal stuff. If you go back to before modern communications, politicians would go to the town square and they would get up on a stump or a soapbox,
yep.
One or the other. You know, they didn't have soapboxes in the beginning. They had stumps. And they would give their speech. And the crowd would gather around and they'd heckle them or they'd ask them questions.
Right.
And everybody could hear. Yeah.
You couldn't censor people in a crowd like that.
Exactly.
Right.
And now what we got, the only thing that we have that, because politicians are not doing town halls hardly at all anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing that we have in this market, it's absolute. The only thing we have where we can ask a question in public is when those politicians come to a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio stations, both of these stations, they're number one and number two in the state of New Mexico. And they have an exact formula, especially if it's a caller like myself that can really nail you to the wall. What they do to me and to most people is they only allow you to ask a question, not
yep,
really
and
make
they cut
comments.
Your call off. You don't get to actually respond.
The second you ask them, is the sky blue? The line goes dead, and you're cut off.
Right.
And the politician can say whatever
they
want.
They can answer it however they want, or dodge it however they want. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, David. Thank you for the call tonight. And as part of the reason why I formed Free Talk Live was, you know, to be open phones to allow anybody to call in. Although we did just ban James from Arizona recently because he was threatening people. But that's not really a conversation. So, thanks for coming in tonight, guys. Laurel.
Thank you.
LaurelScottImmigration.com.
ScottImmigration.net.
ScottImmigration.net. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.